The leaders of the three main political parties last night appeared in their final TV debate of the general election campaign. Fine Gael's Simon Harris, Fianna Fáil's Micheál Martin and Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald spent an hour and a half discussing a range of issues on primetime, presented by Miriam O'Callaghan and Sarah McInerney. If you didn't watch it, don't worry, because our reporter Sheila Nocton did. And here are some of the main highlights.
Three party leaders, two canvassing days and one last hurrah. Last night's debate began with one of the big headlines of the day. Reports a member of Simon Harris's team had requested the video interaction with him and Section 39 worker Charlotte Fallon in Kanturk be taken down.
This is the normal contact that happens between party politics and broadcasters on a daily basis. My party offered a statement or information in relation to our position on disability issues and special education issues. And of course, the clip has been very widely seen.
It was never requested that the clip be taken down.
I have no knowledge of that whatsoever, because this clip was entirely appropriate. It was a very important moment on the campaign.
They stayed with Disability and Caring, with one leader on the progress, one on the future and one on the failure.
I'm not satisfied with where we are in relation to disability services or carers. I've been very clear on that. I've been really clear on the changes we need to make, wanting to put therapists back in schools, wanting to end the means test for carers allowance, because it is mean and it's not fair, wanting to change how we do assessments of needs in terms of using private sector capacity.
It's one of the most dramatic examples of a complete failure of leadership. What I see on a day-to-day basis actually should make both of you feel very, very ashamed.
All right, Micheál Martin, do you feel ashamed?
Well, first of all, I'm not happy at all with the level of progress. Well, we have made progress, by the way, in education, in health. On the Section 39s, the very first act we did in 2020 was actually to restore, to some degree, the pay parity, but not fully.
Next up, tax wars, including an old comparison between Sinn Féin and the Tories.
Those that say to us that we're hollowing out the tax base clearly haven't read the proposals of the other parties. Some proposals have a big black hole in them, like Micheál Martin's.
I mean, we all remember Sinn Féin's proposals on the energy crisis in the height of it. It was the exact same as Liz Truss's response in the United Kingdom.
Not
and we
true.
Saw what happened with Liz Truss's policies. Thanks be to God we didn't take Sinn Féin's proposals at the time.
That comment wasn't the only throwback, with the Sinn Féin leader here offering what some have called the line of the night.
Firstly, the Irish people obviously vote in a general election to decide the policy direction of our country for the next 5 years. It also happens coincidentally to mark the 14th anniversary of the start of the bailout programme. And that's not something in the past. There's people sitting at home tonight on couches still living with the scars of that financial crash. And we have to learn from that as a country.
And we should certainly learn from the crash. I will agree with you on this much, Simon. There are people watching this programme who still bear the scars of your crash and of your austerity.
They were each then asked what they'd cut from their plans should a transatlantic shock come as a result of the Donald Trump presidency.
Can I just say
can you just give me a specific? I'm going to ask the other three as well.
Well, I'm not. I'll tell you what we're not going to do.
No, tell me what you would
answer
do.
Answer the question,
we're not, we are not going to impose austerity on people.
We would have to look at the phasing in of some new measures over longer time. And secondly, we'd have to borrow for housing if needs be.
We would protect our revenue base and continue to invest in public services. In other words, we would not be able to go ahead with the taxation changes that we want to go ahead with.
Health next, and the ongoing issues at University Hospital Limerick.
It's a terrible indictment of the hospital and what happened there, and the need for reform and change in governance in the hospital, to be frank, and the way things are done.
It's very, very clear that when Ennis closed and Nina closed, the pressure was always going to build. So it's now abundantly clear that there has to be a new Model 3 hospital.
But on this point, I think I agree with you. I think there was a Hames made of reconfiguration in the Midwest many years ago. And in many ways, we've been running to try and catch up. But I'm not convinced that one emergency department is suitable for the population of the Midwest.
Housing saw the coalition parties challenged on how radical their plans really were, while Sinn Féin was asked to prove their plans would work.
The Banking Payments Federation said just last week that they have identified a number of issues that require further consultation. That wouldn't fill most people with confidence.
Well, look, the requirements that they have set out, we have heard loud and clear, and it's about security, it's about securing the asset. We get that, and that can be accommodated. At no stage has the Banking Federation said that we will not lend into a scheme of this nature.
The Dublin riots led to questions on law and order, which saw an unusual moment of unity for two leaders.
Fine Gael has a funded plan for 6,000 Gardaí, which put a body cam on every guard, because the idea that the only person at a protest, or in this case a riot, that doesn't have a camera is the Gardaí.
But it's taken 12 months for the first conviction after those Dublin riots. The state lost control of the streets of Dublin at a key moment and for a number of hours.
Would it have been different if Fianna Fáil had the Justice Ministry?
Look, I'm not going to get into one of the... We've our own clear priorities.
Micheál Martin, let me agree with you on one point on this. The state lost control of the streets of our capital city on that occasion. That's unacceptable. And that, by any measurement, is a measure of failure.
Finally, they ended with what Micheál Martin coined last night as coalitionology.
Coalesce with parties that are pro the enterprise economy and economic model that I spoke about at the beginning. Yeah?
So you're telling me tonight you will never go into coalition.
I'm saying we're not going into government with Sinn Féin.
If you vote for Fine Gael, you will get advancement of our policy agenda set out in our manifesto, and we will not go into government.
So you're
Sinn Féin.
Obviously rooting out Sinn Féin.
It's not
Féin
a personal
again.
Thing. There's just we just have very different views.
I'm making the proposition that after a century of Tweedledum and Tweedledee,
oh, here we go. You're rolling out the 5-year-old
this
line.
Party
come on,
and
you can do better
party,
than that. You can do better than that.
That actually,
you've had 5
that
years
actually,
to come up with a new line, Mary.
That actually,
5 years.
This election now opens up the prospect of a government led by a party other than Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael.
Those were some of the highlights from last night's television debate on RTE's Prime Time, and they were compiled by Sheila Nocton.